Hello, I'm Sebastian. Welcome to Nine Nartrees podcast. Today, I will summarize and review the book, Location is Still. Everything is a 2014 business and marketing book by Wharton professor David R. Bell. It examines a proposition that challenged a common early assumption about e-commerce internet access does not make consumers independent of place. Instead, physical surroundings continue to shape what people search for, where they buy, how they learn about products, and whether they transact online or offline. Bell draws on research and experience in digital commerce to connect consumer behavior with local store availability, distance, taxes, neighborhoods, and social influence. The book is organized around gravity, a framework whose elements describe the persistent forces linking geography to virtual activity. Its purpose is not to argue that online retail simply replicates physical retail. Rather, it explains why digital markets and local environments interact, often in ways that broad national averages conceal. The result is a conceptual guide for interpreting e-commerce as an omnichannel system in which screens, stores, local networks, and delivery realities remain connected. I will give you key takeaways from this book. Firstly, the central claim online markets remain embedded in physical place. Bell disputes the idea that the internet has made commerce geographically flat. A consumer may be technically able to order the same item from almost anywhere, but the decision to do so is conditioned by the environment surrounding that consumer. Nearby stores can provide immediate access, product inspection, advice, or easy returns. Local sales taxes can change the relative appeal of an online order. A neighborhood may also establish tastes, norms, and expectations that make certain products more visible or desirable. These conditions affect both the incentive to buy online and the likelihood of beginning a search in the first place. This argument matters because aggregate digital data can obscure meaningful local variation. A retailer might see uneven demand across regions and attribute it solely to demographics or advertising performance. Bell directs attention toward the physical alternatives available to each customer and the social setting in which choices are made. The relevant competitive set is therefore not limited to other websites. It includes nearby merchants, travel costs, local assortment, and community knowledge. The book frames location as a continuing source of friction and opportunity rather than a relic superseded by digital access. This perspective makes online behavior more concrete. Virtual choices are made by people living in particular places, with particular local options. Secondly, gravity provides a vocabulary for real and virtual commerce. The book organizes its analysis through gravity geography, resistance, adjacency, vicinity, isolation, topography, and you. The device is intended as a practical vocabulary rather than a claim that one simple variable predicts every purchase. Geography establishes the basic fact that customers occupy different local markets. Resistance concerns frictions, including the distance a person will travel, and the effort required to search or obtain a solution. Adjacency addresses geographic clustering and the way local observation or word of mouth can spread awareness. Vicinity extends attention to connections among people with similar lifestyles or values, even when they are not immediate neighbors. Isolation focuses on the consequences of weak local provision. Where stores offer limited selection or where a category is poorly served, online channels may become especially attractive. Topography captures the more complicated terrain created when online information and local purchase options coexist. Searching online can lead to an in-store visit, just as physical discovery can lead to a later web purchase. The final term, you, turns the framework towards strategic interpretation by the reader or firm. Gravity is valuable because it prevents location from being reduced to a postal code. It combines access, effort, social diffusion, and market structure, giving managers a way to ask better questions about why demand appears where it does. Thirdly, local availability and consumer resistance determine channel choice. A major implication of Bell's approach is that consumers compare channels in context, not in isolation. The presence of a nearby store does not automatically defeat an online seller, nor does a sparse retail environment automatically guarantee online conversion. What matters is the total burden involved in obtaining the product, physical distance, time transport, search effort, product urgency, assortment, and the ease of evaluating alternatives all influence that burden. A customer may prefer a local purchase when speed or tactile inspection matters, but prefer online ordering when local selection is limited or travel is inconvenient. This reasoning shifts attention from a simplistic online versus offline contest to the conditions under which each route is useful. It also explains why the same website can perform differently across places without any change in its interface or pricing. An online retailer should examine whether a market is already well served by stores, whether customers face meaningful travel barriers, and whether the product is easy to search for and compare digitally. A physical retailer, conversely, should recognize that online search can expose gaps in its own local offering. Bell treats resistance as an economic and behavioral force. Consumers respond not only to price, but also to the practical effort of finding, reaching, assessing, and acquiring what they need. Fourthly, neighborhood effects make social learning commercially consequential. Bell emphasizes that buying and searching are social as well as individual activities. People encounter products through friends, neighbors, visible consumption, local conversation, and shared routines. This helps explain why sales and awareness may cluster geographically, rather than distribute evenly, across apparently similar households. When products have qualities that are easier to appreciate through use or recommendation, local social learning can reduce uncertainty. Seeing a product in use, hearing a recommendation, or observing that it fits a familiar lifestyle can encourage others to investigate it online. The distinction between adjacency and vicinity is especially useful here. Adjacency concerns the influence made possible by physical closeness, while vicinity recognizes that meaningful similarity and information exchange can extend across geographic distance. Consumers who share interests or lifestyles may affect each other even when they live in different local markets. For marketers, the point is not that every cluster is caused by personal influence. Income, housing, retail availability, and demographics can also be concentrated spatially. Rather, the framework warns against treating demand as a series of independent clicks. A strong local customer base may create visibility and advocacy that affect future acquisition, while a weak presence may reflect limited awareness as much as weak product fit. This perspective supports geographically sensitive analysis of referral, community, and local activation efforts. Lastly, the book anticipates omni-channel strategy rather than digital replacement. The book stands apart from accounts of e-commerce that portray physical retail as a fading counterpart to a fully virtual market. Bell instead treats online and offline activity as mutually shaping. Digital tools can help consumers locate nearby inventory, compare options, and decide whether a store visit is worthwhile. Physical stores and local relationships can generate product awareness that later appears as online search or ordering. Mobile devices further complicate the boundary because they allow consumers to use digital information while moving through physical spaces. This view has strategic consequences for both types of retailer. Digital-first firms need to understand the offline circumstances in which their customers live, what local alternatives exist, what barriers those alternatives create, and how local social networks may spread awareness. Store-based firms need a digital presence that makes their locations, inventory, and value easier to discover. The goal is not merely to operate in several channels, but to recognize how each channel changes the usefulness of the other. Bell does not present Gravity as a detailed operating manual for every business model. Its contribution is diagnostic. It encourages firms to map local conditions before assuming that a single national customer journey or universal digital tactic will work. In that sense, the book offers a durable framework for interpreting commerce at the intersection of place, information, and access. In conclusion, location is still everything will be most useful to e-commerce leaders, retail managers, marketers, entrepreneurs, investors, and students seeking a clearer account of why digital demand varies across places. It is also relevant to operators of physical stores who need to understand that online discovery and local retail are not separate worlds. Readers gain a disciplined way to look beyond broad demographic segments and platform metrics. The Gravity framework directs attention to local availability, travel and search frictions, social influence, isolation, and the complicated paths between online information and offline purchase. These are practical lenses for market diagnosis, even when they do not substitute for detailed execution plans or local data analysis. What differentiates the book within digital marketing and retail literature is its rejection of technological determinism. Many books in the category focus primarily on channels, advertising tools, conversion tactics, or the scale advantages of the internet. Bell instead asks how physical context changes the meaning of those tools and advantages. The argument is particularly valuable because it does not claim that geography defeats digital commerce. It shows why digital commerce itself remains geographically patterned. That makes the book a strong conceptual complement to more tactical guides. Its central lesson remains relevant wherever businesses must decide how to serve customers whose online choices are shaped by stores, infrastructure, communities, and constraints in the places they live. If you would like to support David R. Bell, you can buy the book through the Amazon link I've provided in the podcast description. After reading the book, please let me know what you think and share your thoughts. See you around.